Shove Under the Rug Topics. I am Lexi Shines. Today, we are talking about the mental health part of death and how it may affect our loved ones. I made an original Facebook video and I titled it, Don't Take Life for Granted. And some of the things that I was talking about in that video, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? This is kind of a shove under the rug topic. So I decided to record the audio from my video and put it on my podcast. Because I think it's something that we need to talk about. It's something that's probably less talked about. And I've never heard anyone talk about the mental health part of death and how it may affect our loved ones after passing. When we pass on, our loved ones are here, are left here with the memory of us. And sometimes it could be hard to cope with. So I'm gonna let y'all hear my video, get y'all a cup of tea, get you a cup of coffee, get you a game, get something, pull up, because it's about 24 minutes long. So I'm gonna let y'all hear it, and then I'm gonna come back and give my ending to it. So listen to my questions that's inside the audio, and if you wanna answer the questions or give me your own opinion, your positive feedback, go on over to Facebook. If you are a Facebooker, I got a group called Shove Under the Rug Topics for Podcasters by Spotify. Go on that group. Go. It's a public group for now, so anybody can join it. Before you leave my podcast today, make sure you give me a follow so you will not miss those future episodes of Shove Under the Rug Topics. Okay, boys and girls? Nah. Y'all got y'all coffee and tea? Go get it right now, because I'm about to play it for you, okay?
Because that's what his videos was about, him being sick. Good morning, y'all. I made this post early because I'm up early, because I want everybody who scrolled Facebook this morning to take a look and tap on in, because this is what's been on my mind, y'all. And in the description, I said I'm talking about death, because this is something that we don't talk about. We don't talk about death and how we can't escape from it. I said how we can't escape from it, right? But we can't. It's a part of life's process. And spiritually, even though a lot of people may not be spiritual, we come here on earth for a purpose, okay? And one of those purposes, everybody had their own purpose and everybody had their own journey when they come here on this earth. But everyone's purpose is to learn, whether we learn the good parts of life or the bad parts of life, whatever path, whatever journey we take in life. While we are here on this earth, our purpose is to learn and grow and evolve. That's one of our purposes. So I got my coffee here. Y'all know I love my coffee when I do my videos, y'all. It's either coffee or tea. Mainly coffee, but today's coffee. In the wintertime, I have my tea. Anyway, want to start off by asking a question. Whoever viewed this video, before I go off into anything else about death, the question is, when you go on your Facebook and you look through your Facebook friends list and you go through your Facebook friends list, how many people in your friends list is passed away? And did you delete them? I'm gonna answer the question first because I asked it. And this is the reason why I asked it, is because y'all know I just started this Shove Under the Rug topic group. So in a group, it asks you to invite members. So when I'm inviting members, I'm going through my friends list. I got about 800, almost 900 friends. And I'm scrolling past a lot of people that passed away. At least 20 people on my timeline passed away. I'm just estimating. Passed away within... Let me see, I've been a Facebooker since 2009. I think that's when my brother first created my page, in 2009 or 8 or something like that. So I had the same Facebook account since my brother created it. And in those years, I've accumulated almost 900 friends. And when I go through my friends list, there's at least about 20 to 30 people that has passed away over the years that I'm still friends with on my timeline. When their birthdays come up, they appear on my timeline. And I go on my, I'm not even gonna name them because some of them recently passed. And if somebody viewed this video and it's a loved one of theirs, I don't want to trigger them. So I'm not going to name some of the people on my friends list that's passed. Some of the friends on my friends list I've known personally. Some of them is school classmates that I don't went to school with. Some of them is just Facebook friends that I've just been friends with. One of them is a guy that I met in the group somewhere, and he passed away. He used to be making videos a lot, and one day I noticed that I didn't see him making his videos, so I went on his page, found out that he had passed away. This was like in the beginning of COVID. But he used to have seizures a lot. It wasn't COVID. He used to have seizures a lot because that's what his videos was about, him being sick and stuff like that. And he passed away, so he was a young guy. But it affects your mental. You know, even if you don't know these people, they real. Even if you grew up with these people, they real. You already know. You already know your loved ones. That already means something to you. You know what I'm saying? So, that's my question to anybody who viewed this video. How many people on your timeline that you could go through your friends list? And since you have been a Facebooker, how many people do your... Not, you ain't even got to answer. You can answer a question to yourself. Or go back and look. You can put it in this thread because I'm going to share it. Because I think that the reason why I say don't take life for granted, because when you look through your Facebook friends list and you see that these people was no longer here, you know, whether they, like I said, whether they loved ones, whether they people you grew up with, people you knew out on the streets, just Facebook friends that you generally used to see in their post every day, and now they ain't there no more. And recently, you know, death come in threes, and I'm seeing young people that I've been seeing since they was a baby, not a child, they passed it. When God come for you, they coming for you. And it ain't like he coming for you, but it's your time. And that's why I say don't take life for granted, because you never know when it's your time. You never know when it's the last time you're going to speak to your loved one or to your friend. or to your neighbor, or to your coworker. Death is a process and we cannot escape it. We don't know when it's gonna come. We could just live our lives to the fullest until it's that time. You know, don't be scared of it. Like, I used to be scared of it until I learned better. Like, I know a lot of people probably scared of death, but I'm not. Like, I feel like when it's my time, it's my time. That's what I feel like. When it's my time, it's gonna be my time. I'm not gonna be able to escape it. And, you know, I just wanna make sure that everything is good when I go, because you never know when it's your time, okay? And don't say that it's a part of life that you can, death is a part of, death is life and death. Now, we don't choose to be born. Every single last one of us on this earth we chose to be here in spirit. That's what we don't remember, that we did choose to be here in spirit. But on thinking on the fleshly, earthly realm, on an earthly level, we didn't choose to be here. But in reality, well, I can't say reality, but before we came to earth, we made a choice to be here. And some people don't wake up to remember that we made those choices. A lot of people don't. I know I don't. I never remember. But I do. I learned better. So where there's life, there's always death. Y'all ever know that saying, when you learn better, you do better? Sometimes it's accurate. And then some people actually learn better, but they don't do better. They just use it in their own convenience and to somebody else. You know, they ain't gonna do better. They gonna do the same old shit. But when it's time to get caught up, now they learn better. Anyway, that's off the subject. But that's how people be. But I'm going, because I need my money. But anyway, don't take life for granted, okay? Every day, like, you know how I use the analogy about your Facebook friends list, and go through your Facebook friends list and look to see how many people on your friends list have asked. You could just think about when it comes to your loved ones. Like, I could just be honest right now. Like, and this is another thing that made me start thinking too, is that when your loved ones go, the core of your family, the people who you grew up with, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your village that raised you, when they start to leave, it leaves a hole in your heart. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because now I don't have any grandparents. None of my grandparents, my step-grandparents, I don't have none. My granddaddy gone, both of my granddaddies, all my grandmothers, they all, my village, they gone. I got one parent left. My dad, he gone. I have one parent left. And I just put that meme on Facebook. That's another thing that made me think about it, is no matter how old you get, when your core leave, your parents go, sometimes you still break down. Like, my dad recently passed, 2 years ago, and I still, every now and then, I still break down. It's just a normal part of the grieving process, and we're human, so we're going to have those days where we're going to break down. See how death affects us after our mental, after our loved ones passed on, and it do. Some people are not able to move forward in life after they family line has. Okay? I'm going to give you two prime examples. Okay? One time, or stories. One time I was in the hospital and I was being treated for what I was being treated for. And I had a roommate who was being treated for what she was being treated for. And she, it was an older lady too. She was just crying, crying. I never forgot. I forgot what the lady looked like, but I never forgot why she was crying. The reason why she was crying is because all her loved ones had passed on and she couldn't move on. She developed depression, anxiety, and all kind of mental health issues because of her people passing. And some people are not able to cope and move forward in life after their initial people pass on. I think I did pretty good. I think my family actually did good after my dad passed away and moving forward. I'm pretty sure that we all have our days, you know, and that's only being human. But as far as moving forward in life, we still able to move forward. Another recent story that I just, this lady told me, I was at a Coney Island and on the east side, and the people inside the Coney Island, this was a homeless lady. They always run the homeless away. And I was waiting on my food and I talked to her because I talk to people and I don't care where you come from, what walk of life you are. You don't treat the broken. Those are the ones that's closest to God. That lady, she closest to God. But the cashier treated her like she was nothing. Told her to get away. And all she was doing was asking for food. She was asking for some, the lady was asking people for some change for food. So that's how I met the lady, okay? I gave her some change for some food. And I had a whole conversation with her. And after the cashier was being mean to her, the lady stood up for herself and said, you can't tell nobody what they can do with their money. And she was right. So after the lady went back in, the cashier, and I started, she was like, then the lady came over and started talking to me. And I said, yeah, some people, they don't understand that y'all are human. And just because you in need don't mean you're not human. Don't mean you don't have feelings. And that's why I talk to the homeless, okay? And my job allows me to talk to people like this. So, and I see where they come from and I hear where they come from. Whereas most people, they look at your outward appearance and automatically judge you. Oh, you a crackhead. Oh, you miss. Oh, you that. When it's not that, okay? It's just that when she opened her mouth, she said she went to college. She got all kind of degrees. She worked for the state. Okay, her people passed. Okay, when she got the name and all the people that passed in her life. People suffer from their traumas and they go through where she wasn't able to move forward in life. Okay, she stuck right where her people at. All right, so don't take life for granted, y'all. When y'all see these homeless people out here, don't just judge them by their outward appearance. Because they're human and they got stories. And some of them did better than you. That lady did better than me. That lady did better than that person that ran her the fuck away. They in there working a restaurant. And not to mention when you, and I thought about it too, when you treat people bad, your establishment look bad. And the establishment did look bad. It was clean, but it was run down, ghetto looking. And if those cashiers take one opportunity to treat people nice, besides the customers, then maybe God will bless you and your establishment will look nice on the outside. Because your food good. But if people judge your establishment by the outside, like you judge this lady by her outside, we wouldn't come on the inside to eat. But she didn't think about that, right? I'm on my lunch break, so I ain't got time to give people vital lessons, lifelong lessons. You know what I'm saying? I don't. Sometimes you just gotta walk away from other people who treat other people bad too. Because God see everything. That lady ain't gonna get too many more blessings. I'm gonna go in there and buy something again, but I know she's not gonna get too many more blessings because of how you treat the homeless. Anyway, that whole story was just to say that we all go through things, and we are not no escape from death. When we pass on, we leave our peoples with the memory of us, and sometimes people are not able to move forward from the memory of us. So I don't know how to prepare or how to. The only thing I could say about that is, you know how some people get the life insurance before they pass? Well, I guess you probably gotta prepare. I guess it should be a thing where we prepare our families for the mental part of us not being here. I think that could be a good, how do you prepare your families for the mental part of you not being here? Just say, you know, you get ready. We don't know when we go, because death could be unexpected. But just say we in the hospital, we know we got something and we have to prepare for if or when. How do we prepare our families for to move forward after we're going on back home to the Lord? You know. So I'm gonna end my video because I gotta get ready to go to work. But I just wanna let y'all know, don't take life for granted, y'all. Not 1 minute, not 1 second, not one millifraction of a second. Don't take it for granted, because you never know when it's your time. I'm seeing people post every day they loved ones passing. Okay, so my personal opinion, I think that God is coming for his children left and right. That's why it seems like it's going faster and faster and faster. Because I remember when I was little, I didn't hear about a lot of death, maybe because I was little. But now I know death was around us, but maybe I ain't understand it. But it seems now it's just like every day somebody I know is on my timeline posting about their loved ones passing away. Or somebody on my timeline that's a friend of mine passing away. Don't take life for granted. And death is something that we can't escape. And if you can, try to move forward. Try to learn to move forward when your loved ones pass away, so you can still navigate through life. Because I told you, I had seen the hospital. There's plenty of people in the hospital crying and having all kind of attacks because they cannot deal with their people passing, and they take mental health meds and all kind of medications to help them cope. Okay, that's how it is. That is the ugly side of death, when our people leaves. When they leave and go on and be with the Lord, this is what they leave us with, the mental part of the memory of them. Because now we don't have them in our lives physically no more. And all we have is a memory. And some people can't go with a memory. So, while I'm ending this video today, think about that, especially if you got kids, because you never know when that day will come. Never know. And it's not a plan. It's not saying, oh, on this day I'm going to pass away. Doctors, they could predict all day long, but they don't even know. Who got the last call? God. When God say it's time for you to come, it's time for you to come. So make your life on earth, your learning experience on earth, is a good one, okay? Make sure you learned something. Make sure you have evolved somewhere. Make sure you be able to. I don't think we'll be able to control the, when we leave, we won't be able to control how people move forward in life. But we want to be able to pray for them. We pray before they leave that, if you got kids, that they'll be able to move forward and still be able to navigate through life. Because they don't have their days where they grieve us, where they grieve mom and dad, but still be able to get up and go to work. Make your money. Continue to raise your kids. I'm going to be with you in spirit. That's what you tell your kids. I'm going to be with you in spirit. Because that's what I'm going to tell mine. I'm going to be with you in spirit. I might not be here physically, but I'm going to always be here in spirit. And that's how I feel about my parents and my grandparents, because they come to me in my dreams. So I know that they're with me in spirit. Even though their flesh is not here and they're not here physically, they're with me in spirit. So I'm going to leave y'all with that today. Don't take life for granted. You never know, okay? And if your parents has already moved on and it's hard for you to cope, just, I don't know really what to say, but you can do it. And you can still be able to live and move forward, okay? Because you're going to have your days where you're going to break down. It's totally normal. If you have, you need a whole day to yourself, take a whole day to yourself. But still navigate through this world, okay? Don't be in the hospitals because you
Yeah, boys and girls. So that was my Facebook original post that I made on my page. Don't take life for granted. Everything that I said was true to the heart. And I don't know, it just, those words just came out of me. It's just like, I guess they needed to be said. It was what was on my mind. And I guess that was, maybe that was just God speaking through me that day, that morning, that I did that, because I've been seeing it on my timeline every day. And these people is people that I grew up with, people that I've seen since they was a child, people that I work with, you know, my own family, you know, so... And I always think about, like, when you see people out, you see people every day, and even your own loved ones, just think about the mental health part. See, we prepare physically. Some people do prepare physically for their passing. And how do you prepare physically for your passing? You go get some life insurance policies, and you let it mature over the years, so when you pass, your loved ones, all your debts, all your bills can be paid. Your loved ones can live comfortably. But some people don't do that. That's why we got the GoFundMe pages and organizations that help you with the burial, which is the physical part of death. They help you with the burial and all funeral expenses and everything. Families come together to make a repast and for after the burial and funeral and everything to give ending condolences and that is the physical part of death. But what about the mental health part of death? Because after the funeral, after the burial, after the repast, that's what you left with. You are left with dealing with your loved ones and our people that we care about, and just people in genuine, if you got a genuine heart and you have empathy in your heart for others, we left with the memory of these people that's passed on. And how do we deal with that? Our mental health. Our mental health, and some people may not be strong enough. So, you know, and everybody deal with grief in different ways. But I think that's something that needs to be talked about a little bit more, the mental health part, because that lasts forever. The funeral lasts for a day, a couple of hours. The repast, another couple of hours. But the aftermath, the mental health lasts forever. Ever. And how do you move forward in a positive way? How do you keep navigating through life? Because you're going to still have those ups and downs. And like I said, you know, it's a process that we can't escape. But we always prepare for the physical, but we don't prepare for the mental. So that's what I'm going to leave y'all with today, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to this podcast. Go over to Facebook. I'm going to put some questions in the group when this air. And you'll be able to put your positive feedback there. I'm Lexi Shines. Make sure you like and subscribe for future episodes, okay? And I will let y'all know I got some big things coming up for the podcast. I know that it's just new right now, but we're going to get it up and moving. And I want to thank everybody, all my peoples that has listened to this podcast so far. And thank y'all, and y'all have a great, great day.